here's what you were quoted as saying in the Raleigh News and Observer on January 16th, and I'll let you amend or clarify your remarks. When you have a president that has led us into a dishonorable war, who has killed tens of thousands, many of them our own sons and daughters, what is the difference between those who would fly airplanes into buildings, killing 3,000 innocent Americans? What is the difference between that terror and other terrors? Now, that raises the issue of moral equivalency. Are you saying what the Bush administration, what the president is doing, is the moral equivalent of what Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden ordered on 9/11?
I think President George W. Bush, I think Cheney, I think Rumsfeld, I think all of these people have lost any moral integrity. I find what they're doing is hugely immoral to the American people and to others in the world.
And the same, or if not worse, than Al-Qaeda? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't want to make those kind of comparisons. I'm not too sure all that Al-Qaeda has done. Al-Qaeda tortures. We torture. Al-Qaeda has killed innocent people. We kill innocent people. Where do lines get blurred here?
Well, I think the argument is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Al-Qaeda deliberately wanted to kill as many people as possible in the World Trade Center and those two buildings. They didn't care if they were executives or janitors or cooks or anybody else. They just wanted to kill as many Americans as possible. The U.S., when it goes after terrorists, there may be what's called collateral damage, but they're trying to kill enemies of the United States, those who have engaged in terror or similar actions. You understand the difference?
I understand the difference. What I don't want to get stuck with or be guided by is what you call collateral damage. That somehow cleanses us morally. All of a sudden, it's beyond our capacity or our means to have made a difference in what we've done to 10,000 or thousands and thousands of Arabs. I'm quite sure if you went through each and every body, you'd find that somebody was a baker, somebody was a storekeeper, somebody was a cab driver, somebody was a student. I don't know, you know, murder is murder. And just because you may do it under different guises does not remove the moral imperative. We are in this war immorally and illegally, and we have no business doing what we do.